Hey, welcome to Devotions from Calvary, where truth is revealed and Christ is exalted. I'm Greg Steinke, the pastor of Calvary Baptist Church here in Troy, Ohio. Thanks for joining me today during our Devotions from Calvary. I am looking forward to today and the other devotions that we're going to be getting out as we go through this time. And I hope you're having a great day today. Today is Tuesday. It's raining outside, just a tad bit chilly, but there are better days to come still yet. And don't worry, but it is a day of just kind of snuggling up, would you not say? But hope today will be a challenge to you. So before you just click me off and turn me over or turn me off, whatever you do, I want you to stay in tune. Just listen to these few minutes of a devotion that I think will be a help to you and a challenge to you. We're going to talk about faith versus fear and really trying to overcome that faith. We all have that, or overcome the fear. We all have fear. We all do. But yet there's the element of faith that gives us victory. And we are going through some series on Sunday nights and having victory in our lives and being a victorious disciple for Christ. And we can have great victories throughout all of our life if we just depend and lean on God. Now, I suppose that we may need to entertain this thought today on the Christian life concerning faith versus fear. And in order to have a successful Christian life, I think we need to overcome that fear, which is really a hindrance in many cases. So, for instance, when trouble arises, you know, we're going to look at a couple of scriptures here in just a minute, but most Christians, I believe when trouble arises, we believe that God should be on our beck and call. Would you not agree with that? We want God to be right there, and God is to be waiting in line as a butler in a large mansion. So when we ring the bell, he is supposed to be there and to take care of our needs, our issues, our problems, our wants, desires, whatever. When troubles arise, you know, God is supposed to come and correct them. That's what we want. When heartaches seem to fester up and our heart is broken and so on and so forth, God is supposed to come and soothe it or either remove it. And we want God to conform to our wishes, our wants. When problems begin to peak up in our life, we expect God to come and fix them. And not just fix them, but fix them the way we want them. See, we kind of even go to the extent of that, and we want God to do exactly what we want him to do. In other words, we want God to make all things better. Would you not agree with that? We all want things to be better, and we want God to perform that because he's God, he's our Father, he's supposed to love us like we understand that he loves us, and so therefore we want him to fix everything and make it all better. However, that's not always the case. That's not always how God works. That's not the way God always brings victory into the arena of our life. You cannot have victory in your life in any way, shape, and form, or in any subject matter in your life without having to confront some kind of a battle. No battle in our lives, no victory. A battle must be fought. A battle must be attended. They must be walked through. No battle, no victory. No problems, no victory. No heartaches, no victory. So sometimes God allows us to go through these things. Paul's message, when he wrote to the church in Rome, in Romans chapter number 8 and verse number 14, he says that we are to be led by the Spirit. And that may even be that we are led through, as Psalm 23 says, through the valley of the shadow of death. If we are being led by the Spirit, then we know that God's got something great on the other side. He's going to have us lie down. We're going to be peaceful. He's going to meet our needs. As a matter of fact, we are even going to have victory and rejoice in the fellowship of our enemies around the table that he will prepare. So even in the pains of life, God will lead us through that so we might have victory. But yet many times we fear that. All right? When we are led through life, we many times become very entangled with fear. Now, keep in mind, fear is a natural emotion. God's given us that. It is a natural emotion. And it is something that we have been blessed with. And we have been given by God through the creation. And this fear or this emotion, it is a fear that deals with not only what is before us, but what the outcome might be when we are faced in fear, this emotion that God has given us. we are afraid. I said it's a natural reaction, but we are afraid of the outcome. We are afraid of the unknown. We are even afraid we entertain the what ifs. You ever have that? What if this takes place? Or what if this happens? Or what if I can't do this? Or what if this? You know, we just keep on going on all the what ifs and the possibilities, and we entertain ourselves from morning to night and saturate our hearts and minds with that fear. Though the natural reaction is fear in our flesh, we must also have confidence by which we also have. Well, preacher, what is that we have? I know I have fear, but what is it greater that we have? Well, Romans 8:15, Paul said, "For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption." In other words, we have the Holy Spirit within us that is greater than all fear. That's why he told Timothy, I don't know what Timothy was going through or what was at hand, maybe within himself or even within the church that he was pastoring. But Paul had wrote his final letter to Timothy in 2 Timothy to help him overcome or even to counsel those that he was counseling with. He said, "For God hath not given us the spirit of what? Fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." That's what Paul told Timothy. God did not give us a spirit of fear, though it's a natural reaction, though it's part of our genetic makeup as far as our creation goes, and fear is certainly an outward expression of what's going on internally, an outward expression of what we might be facing, or whether it's, you know, being startled, or whether it's an appointment coming up, or whether it's walking out on stage and having to give some kind of a speech before a large audience. We all face this, but we have to keep in mind that God's not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a spirit that is of great power. He's given us a spirit that not only loves us, but also wants our love to be displayed through him, but he gives us a spirit of a sound mind that helps us to keep our mind in control. Having victory over fear by faith does not always mean that my days are going to be filled with rose petals and rainbows. Your days are not going to be filled every day with rose petals and rainbows and have wonderful unicorns just floating around in the sky. It means that God is going to be with us through the most difficult times of our life. Our gracious Lord and God and our Savior, he created us, he implanted in us these emotions or these feelings. And that's why we say, you know, that's why I feel sad or I feel sick or I'm angry or I'm upset and I'm just mad. Sometimes we might say, well, I feel like I'm in love. I feel like my heart's been broken, or I feel full of just love. And we have these emotions. These are true and right emotions, all right? But God has not given them to us for them to overcome us. We got to be very careful. We got to be very careful not to harness the emotions in the light of God's word. In other words, we're not to hold on to the emotions. We're to hold on to what God says. Again, emotions are the expression of the inner man, but emotions are not to control the inner man. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense. I hope I make sense. Though God's given them to us, they are not to control us. When we walk with fear in our life, and that seems to be the controlling factor, then faith seems to be moved aside. If fear controls us, then faith is moved aside. If faith controls us, then fear is moved aside. But when fear controls us, it controls our sleep pattern. And we have a hard time sleeping. It controls our day. From the time we wake up to the time we go to bed, it controls every thought of our day. That's all we can think about. We can't concentrate on anything else because we are afraid of something that we are facing with or we are involved in or something that's up and coming. It takes control of our imaginations. It takes control of our wonders. And many times it will take control of our actions. Being afraid of something and being fearful of something can hinder us in regards of going forward with God, in regards of letting God even use us, because we are so saturated with our emotion of fear that we are not allowing faith to have the upper hand, to have the stronghold in our life. You go back in history and King Saul and all of his the brethren of David and the other soldiers that were hiding in the clefts of the rock and hiding behind the trees and the bushes because of this great giant of a man by the name of Goliath would come out and taunt them. And they were so afraid, you can hear their armor rattling a mile away. And little David, old ruddy redhead boy, this little shepherd boy that seemingly was forgotten by his family when Samuel came to anoint the next one to be king. Well, he was there, and he came up to check on his brethren, and he wanted to know, why are they all back here? And they said, well, this man by the name of Goliath, 9.5 feet tall, I mean, he's twice the size of us. What is there to do? I mean, we are afraid. You see, David overcame the fear, not by putting on the armor of King Saul, but by putting on the armor of faith and trusting in God, though who would not be scared facing somebody that's over 9 feet tall? He's got a spear and a shield in his hand, and he's taunting you. Who wouldn't be afraid? And all David did was take his little sling, as we know, but faith is what gave him victory, not his sling. God's the one that guided the stone, not David. David did the best of his ability that God has given him, but God took it from there. David may have not been aiming right between the eyes. He was just aiming to hit him and hit him hard and hit him at least 5 times. But God only needed one. And because of the faith of David, fear was dismissed. And when David exercised his faith, what did that do to the others that were hiding? Well, then their faith increased too. You see, you can affect many by having great fear in your life, or you can affect many by having great faith in your life. That's up to us. God's given us that decision, but he's also given us the power and the Holy Spirit to do that. We have fear in serving in some ministry or being involved in some ministry. We have fear in surrendering. Surrendering that if I surrender to God, then God's going to leave me in some forsaken land that I wouldn't know anybody or the language. He may leave me somewhere where I don't want to go. Well, just surrender to God. God knows all that. God knows all about you. And God's not going to equip you for a service that he's going to send you. Sometimes we have a fear in our substances. We have a fear in our tithing that if I give our tithe, then nothing else will be met. We have a fear of giving that which God asks of us, and a fear that we might go without. But yet, we ought to let our faith overcome our fear. What happens when fear takes control? It pushes faith aside. Fear leaves us defeated. Fear leaves us captive. Fear leaves us in bondage. Fear leaves us unable to experience God's power in overcoming our problems or issues or things that are in our life that we are afraid of. When we allow fear to have victory, then faith is defeated. Fear needs to be set aside and let faith take control. God is not a God that wants us to be a casualty. God does not want us to be someone who has been defeated. God doesn't want you to be a casualty. He wants you to be a survivor, but not just a survivor. He really wants you to be a thriver, even as the disciples say, Lord, increase my faith. We need to be stronger in our faith when we see God take control instead of us quivering in fear. Hebrews says in chapter 11, verse number 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It is impossible to please God without faith, he says. And we come to God knowing that he is God and knowing that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If I know that my God, because of who he is and in his character, in his word, and by his word, the truth of his word, that he will bless those who exercise faith, then God will bless those who exercise faith. So when we talk about faith versus fear, we can either be a casualty or we can be a victor. We can either be defeated or we can be the one on the top podium receiving a blessing from God, you see. When you become stronger in your faith, fear becomes weaker. And we have so many evidences written in the book of life that we can see. We can read on and we can be encouraged by, but let not fear run or overtake or have victory in your life, but let faith have that. That's the place where faith belongs. And when things arise, when things take place, when problems come to our doorstep, we're there to ask God and come to Him before the throne of grace to help us. He will not always make things just vanish away, but He may strengthen you. He may give you the grace that is sufficient. He will empower you. He will give you wisdom to go through it. And you and I will not go through this alone, because we have the Spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Let not fear have victory, but let faith have victory. This is Greg Steinke, pastor of Calvary Baptist Church, here at 1045 Monroe Concord Road in Troy, Ohio. Thanks for joining me today for our devotions from Calvary. And you can go to our Facebook page and to our YouTube page, and you can like, subscribe, and be notified every time that we are on the air, and become part of our media family. If you have questions, you can email me at pastor@calvarytroy.com, and I will answer you as quickly as possible. Now, if you're looking for a church that preaches the Bible and has not compromised by any way, shape, or form, preach the truth in love, we are a wonderful family to be a part of. I want you to come by and visit with us and join us for our services at 9:30 Sunday school, 10:30 morning service, 6 o'clock Sunday night, and 6:30 on Wednesday night, and I'd love to have you. But I hope you have a blessed day today. Even though it might be raining outside or sunshine, whenever you're watching this, I'm not sure. But I hope you have a wonderful day today, and I hope to see you here at the church sometime or see you online. Lord bless you.